This is Soulful Living on Empower Radio. Here's your host, Terry Williams.
Hey, wherever you are in the world today, I welcome you to another 30 minutes of Soulful Living here at Empower Radio. I consider myself a seasoned meditator. I began my regular practice of meditation over 25 years ago, and today I teach various forms or types of meditation, including my favorite practice of shamanic journeys meditation, which allows my imagination to run free and I guess you would call it the path of direct revelation. So when I'm in a shamanic journey, yes, my imagination runs free, but I get insight and information that I believe is important to elevating my soul and my soul's journey. For years, though, I have shared that the word meditation can seem overwhelming and fearful, and that with the right tools and trainings, that in as little as a minute, one can reach a greater sense of calm. That's exactly what my guest, Michelle Pascal, teaches around the globe. Michelle is a writer, a meditation teacher. He had the privilege of studying with some of the most beautiful, I would say, teachers probably in the world, in a monastery in the Himalayas. He's practiced meditation at Google and Harvard and many other major organizations. And he offers one of the simplest, I think, meditation tools for eliminating stress and reducing stress and really creating an overall sense of well-being. He's most recent work is Meditation for Daily Stress, 10 Practices for Immediate Well-Being. Who doesn't want that? So I'm going to turn the show over to Michelle. Welcome to Soulful Living, Michelle.
Thank you so much, Terry. I am so happy to be with you. So happy.
Oh, well, I am so happy to have you here. You know, a lot of people call me the bliss lady because I'm always focusing on obtaining a state of bliss. And I really feel like reaching that blissful feeling is centered around creating our own sense of calm and peace. And that is something that only we can do, right?
Yes. I think before any advices, any technique, anything, what we need to be more calm. Mm. When we say more calm, not more calm in the nature or more calm in a quiet room when we practice a meditation because it's easy. But no, when we are in our daily life, in our daily stress, how can I be more calm when I am at my workplace, for example, and my coworkers are so stressed? When I am in my car, the traffic, when I take a train, when I am in a supermarket, when I must do my taxes, when I have problems with my friend, in my daily life, how can I be more calm immediately without effort? This is the question.
Right. Well, and one of the things that I got a vision of as you were talking about that daily life was you know, even road rage and parenting and like you said, moving through daily life, because so many times we allow the outside world to have an effect on our sense of well-being.
Yes, because we live in a stressful world. We live in a world very difficult. So this is a world outside. But we have also a world inside. We can say we have a soul, we can say we have a space, we have a consciousness. We know in neuroscience, when we put electrode on the brain, and I work with Dr. Mario Beauregard, for example, since 15 years, we know when we put electrode, when we are calm in our daily life, in our daily stress, we active some region of the brain that usually we never active. So this is the most important. And this is also the etymology of meditation. And meditation, all time we have the cliché to be sit down in a lotus in a landscape. We never do that in a monastery. Me, I live in a monastery before to live in America. It's a thing to talk about meditation, spirituality, etc. It's another thing when we live in a monastery. Mm-hmm. What we learn in a monastery, one thing, just to be present, just right. to be calm in our daily life. Because a life in a monastery, it's very stressful in reality. And people, they have the cliché of the monastery. It's not like that. When we come just in a retreat, few weeks, okay, we see nothing. But when we live inside a monastery, we feel how a life in a monastery is very active. Mm-hmm. How there are a lot of conflicts between the monks and the nuns sometimes. It's very intense. It's a spiritual fight to live in a monastery. So we learn to be extremely calm in the storm of the stress. And it's exactly mm-hmm. meditation for daily stress, not the blablatation of the cliché to be in a quiet room and to say, take a deep breath. I mean, we are too much tired. How can we say to a manager at Google, for example, I gave many times workshop at Google, or to a prisoner in a jail, or mm-hmm. to someone who works 15 hours per day when the brain is running all the time, how can we say to this person, oh, my friend, you have worked 15 hours. Now you must take time to meditate and take a deep breath. No, we see it's not adapted to our world. Mm-hmm. And also, it's not like that in a monastery. We don't do that. In a monastery, we practice 24 hours, night and day.
Well, and so, I would imagine that living in the monastery is... it's a world in and of itself, so it still functions similar to the outside world because there's still so much life and livelihood happening within that space. So you don't just stop and sit for 24 hours a day. You live.
I mean, it's interesting. People in America, they dream to live in a monastery because they don't know what it is. They dream mm-hmm. about the cliché that they have in a monastery.
Right.
Many times people say, oh, I want to be in retreat. Okay, if you go in retreat, you spend a few days in a few weeks, but you don't live really inside the monastery. Mm-hmm. Me, I live in Kopan Monastery, the biggest Buddhist monastery of Himalayas. We are 1,000 monks,
wow.
1,000 nuns. You can't imagine how a life in a monastery, it's a spiritual fight at every minute. You can't mm-hmm. imagine how it's a life extremely active in reality. When
right.
you go a few days, a few weeks, you see nothing. It's the same thing if you come in America, oh, you say it's beautiful, but you don't know the mental suffering of millions of people in America.
So, well, and we don't appreciate what goes on behind the scenes in a monastery, that it's a life in and of itself.
Exactly. And Terry, mm-hmm. thank you so much to ask your question, because it's a very important question, because this is the reason why in America, 80% of people are close burnout. I mm-hmm. teach for celebrities, actors, homeless, prisoners. I teach for psychiatric doctors. I teach for priests, I teach for students, for children, for all the profiles that we can imagine.
Mm-hmm.
So what we need in our world to be more calm immediately in our daily life. It mm-hmm. is the reason why meditation for daily stress, it's 10 practices to feel better immediately with no effort, no concentration. And mm-hmm. we don't lose time. Because, you know, the main question, it's, I am busy, I have no time to meditate.
Right.
It's a beautiful question because we don't lose time. We use the time.
I mean, and they can all...
Yes?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I mean, we learn how to be present when we drive our car in the traffic. Mm-hmm. So we don't lose time. We use the time in the traffic. When we are at the workplace and our manager or the coworkers are so stressed, we use this time mm-hmm. to recycle our emotions, to recycle the mental toxin that we breathe every day. So we don't lose time. We use the time. When we go to restroom, we use the time to the restroom to visualize how we detox all the toxin that we receive every day.
Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things that I really loved about your work is that basically you're incorporating your teachings and your trainings into every aspect of your life. Not that you're not at some point saying, yes, it would be helpful to stop for 20 minutes and practice some type of meditation. You're teaching that in as little as a minute, you can retrain your brain to find a greater sense of calm among that chaos. And we have so much distraction in our lives with phones and computers and, the stimulations that are in our environment. It's such a key priority to be able to come to that place. And why do you think people are afraid of practicing something like short meditations? Why do you think that they don't make it a priority? Do you think it's because of time?
I love your question, because in America, we are educated with a totally wrong perception of meditation. We think that we must take, for example, 20 minutes to meditate. How an engineer at Google, how a student in Harvard University, how a prisoner in jail, he can take 20 minutes per day. We mm-hmm. see it's not possible. In theory, it's a dream. In reality, it's not possible. When mm-hmm. I teach for Google, what the managers say? They say, Michel, we are busy. We are overactive. We have no time to meditate. Of course, it's good to go in a landscape. It's good to make a retreat. It's wonderful if we have the possibility every day to go in a quiet room. But the problem, it's when you go back to your daily life, you mm-hmm. are stressed again. And we know in neuroscience, if you practice any relaxation outside of your stress, when you go back to your car in the traffic or when you go back to your work, you lose 93% of the benefit of the serotonin and the dopamine, the benefit of the calm. So this is the reason why we are in the suffering. This is the reason why meditation must be in our daily stress. If you practice any relaxation outside of the stress, it's like you go in holidays, you go in a weekend. But when the Monday morning, you go back to your job, you are stressed
right,
again.
You're right, so back at it.
It doesn't work. Because the brain, we can be more technical. It is because the brain has not received the information, yes, I can be calm in my job. Yes, I can be calm in my traffic. We are educated with exactly the opposite. When I will be in my job, I will be stressed. It's a sort of signal that we create in our brain. So meditation for daily stress, it's exactly the etymology of the word meditation. In Tibetan or in Sanskrit language, meditate doesn't mean at all to be sit down in a lotus. Not at all. It means to train our mind. So we train our mind in our life, in our daily stress, to learn to be more calm. And more we are calm at the workplace, for example, more we have energy in our daily life. More we are calm, more the mind is clear to do our taxes. More we are calm, more we enjoy to be in the car in the traffic. It's a precious moment to restore our energy. Me, I love to teach in Times Square in New York City. So we organize retreat in Times Square. this is the worst place to be more calm. So it's a wonderful teaching.
And talk about a busy environment, right? Everything in Times Square is moving.
We can't be against our world. We can't say, oh, I don't use my cell phone, I don't use my computer. No, everyone. But the question, how can I use my cell phone to be more calm? Mm-hmm. How can I use my computer to be more calm? For example, I teach many times for big managers. They receive 500, 600, 700 emails per day. When I receive an email 2-3 times per minute, how can I use every email that I receive to train my mind to be more calm? More calm, so mind more clear. More calm, so more intelligent. More we are calm, more we upgrade intuition. More we upgrade our capacity to take a decision. And more we are stressed, more the mind is gloomy. So to meditate inside the stress, not outside, but inside. Because again, when you meditate outside, when you go back, you are stressed again, and it's worse. Because in your brain, you create clearly day after day, there is a time to be quiet, there is a time to be stressed. It's a wrong perception of the life. We can be more calm in our daily life. And we have no choice. Because if we are stressed, we destroy our immune system. If we are stressed in our daily job, we decrease our capacities in the brain. So meditation for daily stress, it's a revolution to meditate. And I give a data at Amity Foundation in California, where I teach for prisoners. In California, 80% of parolees, they go back in jail. Mm-hmm. But when we practice meditation for daily stress, 80%, they never go back in jail. They find a job and they rebuild a social life. This is exactly the benefit of meditation for daily stress.
It affects every aspect of your body and your mind, your soul, your heart, you know, the essence of who you are. Listeners, I'm having a conversation with Michelle Pascal. You can find all of Michelle's information here on the Soulful Living page at Empower Radio. There'll be links to his social media feeds and his website where he offers videos, and you can purchase his book that we're talking about, Meditation for Daily Stress, 10 Practices for Immediate Well-Being. Okay, in a culture that is looking for instant gratification, wouldn't you love to have a practice that celebrates and honors that immediate gratification by giving you a sense of elevating your overall well-being? So, Michelle, you know, in your book, you talk a little bit about, a lot, not a little, you talk about visualization, and some of your techniques include the horizontal brainwave. Can you give the listeners a little piece of insight into what that means, the horizontal brainwave, and how important visualization techniques are to helping you create a sense of calm?
I propose, Terry, we can make a mini meditation session together, 1 minute.
Let's do that. That would be beautiful. I'm ready.
We can do that. So I snap 3 times.
Before we do the meditation, can I ask a question? What is the significance of snapping 3 times?
It's like a gong in a monastery. We send a signal, a start, to start the 1 minute meditation, and at the end of the minute, we stop 3 times to open our eyes. It's a signal in the brain. Like in a monastery, we use a big gong.
Yes, so, I love that.
But we don't live in a gong at the workplace.
Right.
So we can do it. I love your question. I propose to you and for all the people who listen your show to one of the main problems is my brain is running all time. How can I stop my brain from running all time in a few seconds? So I snap three times, and we close our eyes, and just we are sitting down in a comfortable position. We do nothing, just we are sitting down, and we have a lot of thought in our mind. Like the clouds in the sky. They move. They are like jolts on a computer. So we can unplug our mind in 1 second. We see the brainwave of our mind, the jolts of the thought. All time thoughts are like waves on the ocean. So we see the jolts on the computer. We breathe in, we keep our breath, and we unplug brainwave flat like an horizon. Our brainwave is like an horizon. And we feel more calm immediately. We feel the sensation in our body, in every cell of our body. We see our brain wave flat like an horizon. And we open our eyes, and we feel we are more calm immediately.
Wow, that was beautiful. And yes, I do feel much more calm. I could feel relaxation starting from the top of my head and flowing all the way down through my feet. Like I could feel my shoulders drop, and I could feel a light tingling sensation within my physical being. And I could see, when you said the horizon, I could see like the flat line of the water looking out onto a horizon, and it's endless, but it's flat and it's beautiful where the sky meets the water. And that was amazing. Imagine being able to do that in just a minute during the day, whatever's happening in your life.
You know, it can be a minute, it can be 2 seconds. And when we visualize a brainwave flat, for example, when the meditation is guided like that, you know, you are an expert in shamanism. We enter in another state of consciousness.
Right.
So we change in our brain immediately the matter gray and the matter white. Immediately in our brain, when we visualize, if we say, an horizon, immediately we upgrade serotonin and dopamine, and we have less cortisol. It's immediately in the brain. So it is the reason why, as you say, Terry, we feel a well-being sensation in all the body immediately. We can practice like that with our eyes open. We can practice like that during a meeting, in a conference. Suddenly, we unplug the brain, 2-3 seconds. And every day, it becomes very natural to train our mind every day in the daily stress situation. So after, when you are at your workplace, your brain has received the information that he can enjoy the workplace, or he can enjoy the traffic in your car. Because this is the moment you train your brain to create the neurochemical addiction of the well-being. So after, you love your job.
Yeah, and you love your life wherever you're at. Michelle, we are down to the wire. We only have about a minute left, and it goes by so fast, doesn't it?
It's wonderful. It's 30 real minutes.
Right. Well, we will have to have you back on and continue this conversation. I know that Nate, my producer, he loved it as much as I did. I kept getting little texts from him through my Skype. And I really want to thank you so much for being here. Listeners, I urge you to do yourselves a favor and check out all of Michelle's information on the Soulful Living page here at Empower Radio. Give yourself the gift of learning this.
We can go on michellepascal.tv. michellepascal.tv, this is my TV online, and every day we post videos, practice, conferences, and also people can know all the shows that I give. I will give a big meditation concert in Carnegie Hall in New York in October again, like last year. So on michellepascal.tv, you can subscribe to the newsletter. All is free, of course, with me. All is free on my TV online.
Well, thank you so much for being here with me today. I offer you a deep bow, and I look forward to doing this again soon.
Thank you so much, Terry, from my heart to you and all your listeners.
Thank you.